why would you give him a right to talk to you about your husband or your wife? Why would you? Why would you allow him to talk to you about your finances? And when this right here said, who him own self, and I don't see Satan up there. Who his own self did what? Bear our sin where? In his own body on a tree. Did you see Satan hanging up on the cross? Who hung up there? Who has a right to talk to me? He's the one that redeemed me. He's the one that set me free. So I don't care what the enemy shows up and say, I'm going to keep saying what the one that redeemed me said. I'm not going to let him be a sly deceiver to try to bring something in my life that God didn't give me. I'm going to do like 1 Timothy 6:12. I'm going to fight you. Do y'all hear me? I'm going to fight you. I'm going to fight you with the fight of faith. I'm going to let these words come out of my mouth by his stripes. Are they up there? Whose own self bear sins, own body on the tree. Being dead. I'm dead. He's dead. He died too, and I died too, because I died with him. Being dead to what?
Sin.
We should do what? We should do what? Live unto righteousness. And righteousness means I'm right with God. There's nothing between God and me. God is not mad at me. There's nothing between us. Do you understand? That means I have a right to receive, claim, and receive everything God has said and did for me, because there's nothing between us. That nothing can stop it. Ooh. Hallelujah. And if I happen to mess up, notice, if I happen to mess up, he didn't have to do it, but he did. He inserted 1 John 1:9. Jimmy, if you acknowledge to me that you missed it, I'm faithful and I'm just to forgive you of what you done wrong. Then the thing, that's some thing you didn't know you were doing wrong, I'm going to forgive you for them too. That's all covered. So come on, get your healing. Come on, get your prosperity. Come on, get your peace. Come on, get your house. Come on, get your husband. Come on, get your car. Come on, get your wife. Come on, get your blessing. Come on. It's yours. I have paid the price so you can have these things in life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can we go up just a little further? Is okay? Hallelujah. If he took my infirmity and he bare my sickness, and with his stripes, we were healed. If we were healed, I want y'all to hear what coming out of my mouth. If we were healed, and I please hear and understand, don't go out and say something I didn't say. And when I say this, I am not talking against the doctor. I'm telling you how to get to a higher truth. Are y'all in the house? Why would you say, y'all pray for me? Listen to this now, what you're saying. Y'all pray for me and I'm going to the doctor. They said they saw something. Pray for me that I get a good report. How many said that? I know, because I said it. I'm in that group. Why in the world would I lure myself to a report from the doctor to give me a good report when he already said, already got the good report? Because he told me, how much more clear can he be? By his stripes, you were healed. That's the best report you can get. You were healed. Now, why do I need somebody down here to tell me? Because he may tell me something different. So what am I going to do when he tells me something different? Am I going to lower myself to what he told me? Or will I keep my eyes on what Jesus said? Ha, ha, ha. Thank God for doctors and medicine. But I won't stop there. Amen. God wants you to know. I believe too many saints have put their faith and trust too much in the medicine, not enough in God. If I get a pain, I pop a pill. Come on, talk to me. But when it comes standing on what God has said, you tell Satan, God said, by his stripes, we were healed. God said, I've been redeemed from your curse. That I'm in his kingdom right now. Right now, I'm going to read y'all some scriptures. Then I'm going to talk to you. That's the best way to do it. Ha, ha, ha. Let me read this statement. Let's look at the negative side of confession so that we can get to the positive side of confession. A negative confession, I'm a sinner. But 1 John 1:9 said that if you confess with what? Your mouth. And do what? But in your heart that God is raising from the dead, thou shalt be what? You just change from the negative over to the positive side. I'm saved now. That means I'm everything God tells me in his word that I am. Right? Because he said, this is the way you do it. You believe with your heart, and you say it with your mouth, and you are saved. How many of you Satan talked to you after you did that? You didn't get nothing. How did you feel? See, he's trying to pull you out of the spirit, out of what you believe, to get you over to what did you feel. You didn't do like so-and-so. You see how they jumped up and down? You just knew it. They're talking about Jesus as your Lord. You know that you've been through this. And you start running around trying to feel like somebody else you saw respond. Nope. I believe with my heart. I said with my mouth, I'm saved. I didn't ask my feeling. You just told me. And I'm not going to allow my feeling. I'm not going to allow some of the church member. I'm not going to allow some of the preacher. I'm not going to allow some of the denomination. I'm not going to allow anyone to tell me because you just told me. I just read it right here. Well, you hadn't been baptized our way. That wasn't what he said. It's right to get baptized in water, but I don't have to be baptized your way. I'm going to be baptized the Bible way. But we got the Bible way. Yeah, you got to twist it up too. Try and make me accept something that the Bible didn't say. Get the whole counsel. Don't throw me a little dab out there. Come on. And furthermore, it's right. You ought to be baptized in water. But if you didn't do this with your heart and do this with your mouth, you can duck him in the water till Jesus comes. You still won't let that happen. There won't anything happen in their life. Hello? Because it's not the water that saved you. It's the obedient. You confess your mouth and receive Jesus, make you Lord. And I'm obedient to be baptized because this is what happened to me on the inside. Hallelujah. Once you're born again, you leave the negative side. You come over on the positive side of confession. And everything that he says you are, it is the truth. That's what you penetrate, saturate. Fill yourself up. No room, no vacancy. Hallelujah.